Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube and view for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, moaning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Why?
Because you have been relentless already.
People are saying now you have to shave it because you got to change the mojo. I'm not going to make you do that. But I just think it's funny, and I don't want to have the entire show be about your beard again, even though I'm delighting in it, because it's been the greatest material we've had this week. But you're accessorized today. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I'm supposed to ignore that?
I always wear blue.
Yeah.
So you think I went into my closet and said, I wonder where we're matching my goatee.
I feel like you did. I feel like you're just like, how about we add some drip?
Don't ever say that.
Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you filling in for Frog Boy today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frog Boy is a coward. He left quivering because he just was sucking his thumb saying dry-sidal, so he didn't want to do the show today. He had no guts. So we appreciate you pinch hitting for him today.
Of course.
As we get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Yesterday, the Panthers dropped game one of the Stanley Cup final to the Oilers 4-3 in overtime. Very late in overtime, a little over 30 seconds.
Late.
Yeah, a little over 30 seconds left. Leon Draisaitl from Connor McDavid. And they go on and win. Draisaitl, of course, had no goals in last year's series. He opened up the scoring, and he finished out the scoring yesterday.
Yep.
He had a huge pair, as did Sam Bennett.
Who?
But a great game.
Bennett was on one because there was a couple of times where he goes, I got this, and he just
I felt off. Like we needed more of that. I felt like, you know, Wayne Gretzky made point of this.
He said that. I mean, Bennett said that. I think he said we didn't put any pressure on them.
I didn't think they did either. Like, it was very reminiscent
to
me.
They were going very defensive once they got the lead.
Yeah, it was very reminiscent of game one against Toronto. It felt very similar. Like, you just felt like stuck in the blocks. Now, look, credit to the Oilers, because it felt like a game. I mean, the mood of it flipped. Basically, it was flipping by period.
Right.
You know, and the Panthers got into that first period, and it felt like, oh, this isn't, and somehow they're up 2-1 because Sam Bennett has this incredible deflection in just a rage stupid decision. The Oilers decide to challenge it, and it results in the Cats going right on the power play.
You should not win that game. When you make that mistake that costs you a goal, you should not win it. And they won it.
Yeah, I guess I understand what you're saying, but it's almost like the Cats were gifted a 2-1 lead that like you wouldn't normally have, right? Like you should have just been evened up. And instead, it's like, why? Now, look, if you would have listened to the broadcast, you would have thought that Sam Bennett once again committed crimes, because anybody sees Sam Bennett around stuff, and they're like, no, that's going to be waved.
But
like,
then they go, they did go back.
It took like nine angles.
But then they go, okay, look, he got tripped.
Yeah, finally. But like in the finally, but then, but like Olchek for the entire time, no, that's going to be overturned. And even
goalie.
And then Lundqvist afterwards was like, still, he goes, I don't want to look at it. I'm like, get over yourself, Lundqvist. With you, I mean, he's very handsome. He's a good-looking fella, but I mean, it's just he was sitting here. He's just like, I don't want to look at this. So the Cats, yeah, I felt for the Cats not even playing that great, being up 2-1. Obviously, losing a 2-goal lead sucks. Right. First Paul Maurice loss after having the lead after two periods. Never happened in the Paul Maurice playoff era with the Panthers. I felt like that was a lot of peas, but you know, I mean, like, look, man, it was a great game back and forth. I thought that their best period was the second period by leaps and bounds, and then it felt and Gretzky made this point too. It just kind of felt like that third period, you know, almost like they got out of it. It was a 1-goal lead, and it kind of felt like they were trying to like
get to the end.
Like they just made no pressure on anything, and McDavid said, "Bleep that! I'm going to make stuff happen."
But I think that, and it's funny because you can sit back and play defense, which they're very good at, but you can also think of it this way: if you continue to be aggressive, then they're on the defensive side.
Right.
And they can't score.
I didn't think they imposed anything.
Right. They just kind of sat back and wait for time to run out.
But I think I think as we saw, even in that game, I thought that there was places where the Cats can improve. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the Oilers played more physical. I thought Evander Kane was a moose out there.
Yeah.
You know, it was But you know, not it'd be some people who get quiver over this stuff. Like, dude, come on. When do the champs earn your faith as a fan base? Like, how many situations do you need to see them in to feel like
they won't bounce back?
Like, that clearly wasn't their best punch. You know, Bob was under
duress the
whole game. Some things he was doing, I was like, no, Bob, no.
Like when he almost skated to the blue line with the puck. I'm like, hey, what are we doing?
It was great. He was just like, whoops. You know that feeling when you throw it out there, you're like, oh no, not my teammate.
Right.
Back here.
But he stopped it. Now I was annoyed, like, because such a good game to end on a power play because of that, right? Just
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks, I feel, right?
I feel terrible for Nosek, but, you know. Yeah, because it felt very much like the mood was, Panthers almost came out of that overtime. Barkey's like, I'm ending this puppy.
Right.
Skinner was on it, and then it was all Oilers. And then it kind of felt like it was leaning back to the Cats. Like, the overtime was almost reminiscent of the game where we were ping-ponging like, oh, this is...
It's over.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, it felt very much like you saw both of these teams. They came out hot. They were rested. They gave everything. Felt a little toasty. And it was almost, it felt like, oh, we're going to double OT for sure. And that
absolutely.
Penalty, and that penalty is like.
Well, even then, you know what I was thinking? Hockey question. Do the penalty minutes carry over to the second overtime?
What, the power play? Yeah, I believe I do.
Okay. That, because I was curious. Like,
but it wasn't going to be much more.
Because I'm thinking like this. In any other sport, right, if there's a foul that doesn't result in, then it's just over.
It's not any other sport, baby.
I know. No, I know.
But no, like that was, when you could just see like the look on his face too. No, sick. I'm like, no, sick. No.
He just did the skate of shame.
It is a skate of shame.
Like, look.
What that must feel like, you must be in that penalty box. You're like, No!
I know that feeling.
And then you just see,
like when you fumble at the end of a game.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. And then that rat bastard dynamic duo, speedy as they are.
Oh my goodness!
Setting themselves up for the win, and so the Cats in a down 0-1 after a fantastic game one,
which is they're very used to.
Yeah,
you're right. I just like. The thing that I hate about when you're playing a series that's evenly matched like this is that you don't want to look back at a game that you let slip and that could have been a difference, right? They were like undefeated, went up by 2 goals.
Yeah.
As long as Paul Maurice has been a coach.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, I don't want to look back and be talking about game one, right? Just move on. Those things happen, right? It's unfortunate that with a minute and 30 seconds left, we get a power play. But I don't have any doubt that they'll bounce back because, hell, for the last 2 years, that's what they've done.
I thought it was a great game. I can't wait for game two. It felt so much different than the Carolina series. Like, it felt like back into the Toronto series. Like, oh.
Right.
Like, you could just see that team's a cut above of what the Cats just took on. And so, I'm hyped for it. I can't wait to see how they bounce back. I think there are guys who definitely can play a lot better. Matthew Tkachuk felt like he was getting cardio last night. But
he wasn't touching anybody.
I didn't feel that from him. And it was weird, though, because I feel like the other thing with the Toronto series that I thought was reminiscent of this game. I remember the Cats. I felt like they were playing almost, you know, almost too careful. Mm-hmm. And I think that obviously how potent the power play is for Edmonton, like there's going to be a line. And I don't think they'll do that again. I think that
I don't think they'll let it get to 0-2 because they do realize they're dealing with a much better team. So, and again, If you get out of Edmonton with a split,
it's beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful. So we'll take a break. Lots to get into in this game. We'll hear about we'll hear from some of the parties afterwards as well. Take a break. Back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. And the Miami Heat hold the 20th pick in this year's draft. And if you need a place to watch the draft amongst friends, why not do it in the Heat's house at the Kaseya Center on June 25th? The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, visit heat.com/draft party. 560 WQM and yours truly will be boots on the ground with Solana. We'll be hosting that puppy. I got to get into my draft research. I haven't done anything. I gotta get on that. It is June. I gotta stop chasing empty NBA rumors. Instead, so you guys can get at us on the chat, 560 WQAM on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can call us at 305-567-0560.
I'm a dummy.
What happened?
So my face was a little off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So the screen.
Thought it was your laptop. Good for you, buddy. So the Panthers lose last night. Let's hear a little bit from Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice yesterday, and get his thoughts on all things game one. So Paul Maurice yesterday, letting it be known that he didn't think that the Panthers played their style of hockey with the 3-2 lead. Here was Paul Maurice.
At 3-2, not at 3-1. We're driving play at that point. We're good with it. That'll go back to not in terms of defensive positioning or our play without the puck. I thought we were a little safe with the puck.
All right. I agree. This was Paul Maurice asked about his message to Thomas Nosek after the penalty in the overtime. Gets the delay of game. Cats had to go on the kill. They did not. And now are down 0-1. Here was Paul Maurice on his message to 92.
Him after the game of being down 0-2 to Toronto, and that line came in and changed everything for us. And how we're not here without Thomas Snow. So it's a tough break. So we just make sure he doesn't eat alone tonight. He's got lots of people sitting at his table and reminding him of how good he's been to us. And it's going to be tough when he's going to eat that one for a day. But he's, from his penalty kill to, again, that line really changed the flow of that Toronto series. Just we'll remind him of that a whole bunch of times before the puck drops.
So he wants Nosek to get the Dairy Queen invite. He doesn't want him left at the hotel. Make sure he gets a blizzard.
Make sure he's not left alone.
Don't leave him alone.
Yeah.
Don't leave him alone.
I mean, we had to check in on our guy.
Who, Anderson?
Yeah.
How was he? Did you guys bring him back the next year?
Yeah.
How was
well, I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
Oh, all right. Story time.
So here's what happened to Gary Anderson. He missed the field goal. Mm-hmm.
Don't do the thing where you cover your mouth.
He goes back home
mm-hmm.
to
South Africa.
He lived on the west coast of Florida.
Okay. Were you living down here at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
His wife bolted with the yoga instructor.
What?
And the following year, he had his two kids.
What do you mean she had his two kids?
He did. He was single parenting.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you.
Wait, so she hightailed from the family.
So, I'll ask you. In the scheme of things, life versus a field goal, how are you going to approach Gary Anderson? With what just...
I don't know, dude.
You understand?
That's...
At least
before Brady lost Giselle to the jiu-jitsu instructor, he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, it was...
Jeez.
So he came back, he had his kids, and we were like, yo, we here.
Man.
Don't know the whole full story. That's just snippets of what I heard, but for whatever reason.
That's crazy.
So life takes precedence over sports.
Goodness gracious.
And so when you come back to the team like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to talk to him about a field goal? See what I'm saying?
Hmm?
Yeah, so that was that. I didn't want to put nobody's business out there, but that's kind of – you. Sometimes
– 27 years.
Here, let's do this. Sometimes having the backstory helps you understand the situation more, right? So – as a teammate, to be supportive of your friend and your teammate who is going through things that are a lot bigger than making or missing a field goal, like, yeah. So you'll never hear anybody say anything negative about Gary Anderson.
Trevor says, what's worse, you losing your significant other to jiu-jitsu or yoga?
Trevor, how about you get one first and then let us know?
Jeez, you don't know the situation right now.
I don't. It just sounded like a good one.
Hunter says it's always the damn yoga instructor.
I mean,
it's too much bending.
No, too much assistance on bending.
Exactly, dude.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, downward dog. Yes, arch the back.
Yeah, let's go with
there you go.
No, that's not okay. Here's Paul Maurice on his feelings on game one.
Wait, minus one. I mean, it's a jerk.
And also, he's pulling a Schmeathen where he tells you can go to hell.
I know. Trev.
Here's Paul Maurice.
Potential, just a spectacular seven-gamer right up and down the ice. It's still fast. There's not any casualness, and there's no BS in either team's game. The pucks go deep that are supposed to go deep. I mean, I think we had one all night we didn't like, maybe two all night that we didn't like our decision at the line. They didn't fool around with it either. It was honest. It was hard. It was fast. And it was tight. It was an overtime game.
two close teams.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
I would see say, tell me, did you see this? For a team that has the skill skaters that they have, mm-hmm. they were pretty physical.
Yeah, I thought so.
And that kind of caught me off guard. And so...
especially in the first period.
Yeah, so I think...
And it was kind of reminiscent of... it was a little bit... You know, Carolina kind of brought that. But obviously they got, you know, dudes with skills.
And listen... The Panthers can do that for seven games.
Well, that's the thing that
can
I,
you
right, and that's the thing that I'm always interested with the Panthers is like I think there's a little bit like the Panthers
slow rolling into chaos.
It's a little bit like a boxer where like they like to see what kind of juice you got in that punch,
right?
What can you do? And it's like, you know, can you keep this pace up? Because now I'm going to start counterpunching. I'm going to start bringing it back and bringing that heat back on you.
It's unfortunate that feeling their way has to result in a loss.
It is unfortunate. But I genuinely feel it's an odd feeling. I understand they were up two. I genuinely feel if the Cats would have won that game yesterday, especially the way the third went, I felt like they would have stolen one.
Yeah. That's where I was getting at. That's where, because the energy when they tied the game, how it returned, and I'm like, yo, if they can get out of here with a victory with this crowd going off like this, they would definitely steal one. I do think though that they applied some pressure to the Panthers that the Panthers are used to applying to other teams. But I know for a fact the Panthers could do it for seven games. I don't know if Edmonton can.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We'll be, it'll definitely be fun to follow. We'll get back into it as well. We also got our NBA finals starting up tonight. God, I mean, nobody in Vegas thinks that the Pacers have a shot, dude. Do you want to know how little they think they have a shot? I just was looking at the NBA final odds, NBA Finals MVP odds, and you can get Halliburton at 7-1. Like plus 700, they don't think he has a shot.
Here's what I would say. The thing that makes sports so awesome is that, and here's what I don't get about sports fans. If the Knicks were in this position, you would call them gritty, find a way to win. They have that dude and Jalen Brunson, and you would come up with all these excuses. Or all these reasons why you think, even though big underdogs, the Knicks have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's Indiana, who basically beat the Knicks at their game by always finding a way at the end of the game to win. And what I would say is that maybe that's something special going on with that team. And maybe it's not just, oh, but they got no chance against OKC. So I'm not ready to dismiss it. I got a little chili pepper in my pocket that I may, you know, might have to go ahead on and dabble.
I feel like the fun thing, too, is I'm at least going to take Indiana early in the series. I want to see because right. It's like...
Like, how can we dismiss...
We're going a 10-point spread in game one. I don't know. Like, I feel like
how can we dismiss them is my question. Because if it were the Knicks... We would not be dismissing them the way we are Indiana. And Indiana beat the Knicks and beat them pretty good.
Truly, though, I do want a fast series.
Why?
I want to get to the offseason, baby.
Oh.
I want to get to the offseason. You know, it doesn't
matter.
No, it matters.
All the offseason dates are set.
But the fodder matters, you know? That's what matters. That's what matters.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What are you expecting this offseason?
Pain.
No. See, this is your way mm-hmm. of being able to talk about something mm-hmm. without having to answer any questions about it. Mm-hmm. You give these ridiculous-ass answers.
It's not a ridiculous answer.
I say, hey, what do you think is going to happen this offseason? Pain.
I don't think you got the tone of that right.
I didn't. That's why I'm pissed.
I said pain. I meant like I'm ready to get hurt again. Like that's probably what I'm expecting because that's what.
Okay, well, say that. Say that you got all your
Well, I didn't say
all
like
these
Mr.
hopes and dreams or whatever, and I expected to go.
But I didn't sound like Mr. T. I didn't go prediction pain. I was like pain. That's how.
Hey, woman, come over here and get real, man.
I train alone. I eat alone. He really did.
Yeah.
Did nothing with that money.
By the way. He's like five. He's the same height as Sylvester Stallone. Tiny.
I know.
So
he was a sprinter, though. He was. He couldn't keep it up for seven games, Mr. T. That was the secret.
Yeah. He was always so angry.
God, is there a better name? I mean, Clubber Lang is such a great. That's a great boxing name.
You should have never came back, old man.
That's got to be the next Creed, right? We got to find somebody from the Clubber Lang tree.
But they tried that with the last guy.
They did that with Drago.
His friend. Well, no, remember his friend that like, oh, you left me behind and I took the heat for you and
he had
all this anger.
It was kind of like Clubber Lang. I get you.
Right. Right.
It was a ridiculous state. That Creed 3 was ridiculous. Everyone in the series has one. What? He gets a title shot after one fight.
What did you think? How long did you think? Is Creed doing as well as Rocky?
Is he doing as well?
As far as...
Seems like he's doing a lot better with his money management.
Oh, Creed in the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because he already got a kid. Remember, he got a kid Creed 1.
Yeah.
So, Rocky didn't have a kid yet.
That's true.
Right, so...
No, Rocky got the kid in Rocky 2.
In Rocky 2?
Yeah, Rocky 2.
Right.
But they seem like they were living large. Living large. I mean, maybe...
Remember Paulie had the robot?
Yeah, that's right. All right, so maybe there's a money management thing. This is the downfall of Creed is coming. No, I'm expecting...
So wait, didn't Rocky die in Creed 3?
No, he didn't die. He just went away.
Oh, I thought he was sick.
He was sick in Creed 1, and then at the end of Creed 2, he went to go be with his family.
Yeah, because that's...
And he was, Michael B. Jordan took over... The whole thing. He's just written off. I don't think there's no coming back for him.
By the way, I got an oh no.
Hmm?
Marshall from the Vikings. What's his name? His last name's Marshall. Bill Marshall.
Sorry.
Hold on. I'll get it.
Checking their website. Jim Marshall?
Jim Marshall. There it is. He was out there, but fun to hang around. You know what he's famous for?
No.
You ready?
Yeah.
His crew was called the Purple People Eaters.
Familiar with them?
Yep. They were the last, before Buffalo, they were the last team to go to 4 Super Bowls in a row and lose them all.
That's crazy.
Right. But that's not what he's famous for. Hall of Famer. He is famous for getting a fumble and going the wrong way. So instead of a touchdown, you got 21 guys from both teams chasing him. He gets in the end zone, throws the ball down. The offense daps him up. And the defense is like, no! 2 points.
How far did he go?
70 yards?
Jeez.
Hold on, I'll pull it up. That's what he's known for.
No one could catch him?
No.
Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh my gosh, that's bad. I know I just got on air here and I realize I'm reacting to something nobody can see, but I just watched former Marlins catcher JT Realmuto take a foul tip right to his... Oof, that was a brutal one. Dude. Like a direct line drive foul ball.
Dude, it's the only thing that can happen to a man where every other man will go, oh, sorry, dude.
You want to see it? Oof.
Foul tip to the...
Oh, foul tip. Right. Like direct down.
Oh. Wait. Go again.
Roll it back.
I thought it hit his shin.
Nah, it's on the inside.
Ooh! Look, it's like... Oh!
Jeez.
Look, wait, why is he doing cartwheels? Like, he's like... Oh. Can I just tell
you? I love the tweet too, where it just says, here's the play where JT Realmuto got hurt. It is very disturbing. Agreed.
I would say this. Like, there's certain things when you get hit that your body just does crazy stuff. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like, why when you stub your toe, you immediately start dancing?
Oh, that's, right? That's like, a move, dude. That's a move.
You start dancing. Or I've never figured out if you slam your hand or you get the Kris Kringle where you jam your hand, that you immediately think to fix it, you just need to shake it out.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, right? Like, I don't. Oh, it's hilarious.
Crazy, man.
Why is... PK Subban looking
dude,
like...
Dude, I don't know what the hell's going on with PK Subban.
What is he wearing?
He looks like he's about to go hunt crocodiles.
No, he looks like he's raiding.
He's got, like, that's like the Cam Newton feather and the cap hat, but that hat is ridiculous.
And he has the opposite of receding hairline.
I got to be honest with you, though. I'm getting a little sick of the TNT crew. I kind of miss ESPN. I miss PK Subban. Because I feel like PK will give credit where credit's due.
What do you expect when you have a whole bunch of Canadians up there?
Dude, it's ridiculous. First of all.
And you got Gretzky who played for the...
I think Gretzky's fair. The only thing I think is, like, it's very clear, and this is probably what's going to be when Michael Jordan's on the broadcast for NBC. you could see how much they revere him. Like, anybody else saying anything is stupid. They're just like, right. What do you say? Great one. Great one. What do you right. say? And to be fair, he basically predicted the equalizer. He predicted the play
right.
and is like, yeah, that's how it's going to go. McDavid around the net, setting up a pass, tie this thing up, and they're... You know, and he looks so wise, like a hockey Buddha.
But that's why you got to bow down to him.
You just listen to whatever he's got to say. I actually don't mind that. Olczyk, I'm getting a little sick of.
Because
The
way he talked about Sam Bennett in the crease.
Yeah.
He should be eliminated.
And then like, anytime McDavid's up there, McDavid's up there. Like, we know. He's the fast one. We know. We know he's out there, Eddie. We know. You know, and they never let Boucher talk. They're just like, hey, what's going down there, Brian? He goes, hitting. He goes, is McDavid down there? Ooh, tell him I say hello. We get it, dude. You love him.
I'm just curious. You literally get worked up about some of the craziest things in sports.
I'm not the only one, though.
No, but
I'm not the only one. Like, 305. Dave South says Wayne Gretzky looks like he's wearing a Wayne Gretzky mask. He does look a little Botox.
He looks like, they say, what do you think, Wayne? The weather.
It's pretty great, you know, hockey.
Moisturizer.
305 Maniac says they can't contain their hope for Florida to lose. No, it's very obvious.
It's
patently
like,
obvious.
That much, I'll say, but here's what makes it weird for me. You ever compliment somebody without really complimenting them? They talk about how great the Panthers have been.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about all the talent they have, and then they just go right over to Edmonton and just like, yeah. You know, so
moving
like,
along,
right? Moving so, on. So,
but I felt this with Carolina too. Like, I have felt this throughout the playoffs that there's a little. I don't know if they have Panthers fatigue. I don't know if they are just. I don't know what
I think
it is.
Part of it is that when you're in this situation, it's hard for anybody to comprehend what the Panthers have done the last 3 years, and so you continually look for it to be over. Sure. You see what I'm saying? It's not that they're rooting against the Panthers. It's almost like they're looking at it in like, this can't last forever, and Edmonton's really good, or Carolina's really good.
You see our boy Hot Rod laughing at the booing?
Of course.
It's just like they start just killing him, and he's just dying laughing on the ice. Just a team full of menaces.
Right. Well, it's something to be said about getting booed by half of the people at a stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Booed, and then they were doing the Sergei chants the whole game. He's probably like, huh? This is nice. This is my real name.
It's pretty, like, man. Like, I couldn't get up. I got my jacuzzi, right? Then I almost dehydrated because I went through two periods, which I never do.
You sat there for two periods?
Yeah.
Because you liked the lead and things were going vibing
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
But 3-2, you had to call it quits?
No, I got a second intermission. I got up, took a shower, and then went and sat on the couch.
Yeah, but it didn't get tied till the third.
Huh?
Didn't get tied
till
the third.
No, but I watched two periods.
But they were winning?
Yeah, they were up 2-1.
So they were up.
No, they were up 3-1.
They were up 3-2 at the end of 2.
At the end of 2, 3-2. Right.
So you left.
I left.
So it's your fault.
No, it's not.
It's your fault.
I still got the stupid beard.
No, it's your fault. You don't change seats to the wind. What are you doing?
I was dehydrating.
Yeah, go feet in only. What do you mean you left up 3-2?
Feet in.
Hold on.
Who does that?
Let's just be clear. Hold
Wait,
on.
I'm a grown-ass man. Who does feet in
Let me get this
only?
Straight. Hold
in
on.
A jacuzzi.
I just want to be clear here, no. okay? The Panthers were up 3-2, had their best period, and you thought it was a good time to leave? Your little tootsies couldn't take 20 more minutes?
I was seeing spots!
I don't care, dude! You get your ass right back in the jacuzzi! You take a little lap! No, I'm not accepting it.
So I couldn't, like, I tried to get out and get in the pool, and then I was going to get back in.
But then you just dried off and decided to go watch it on your
PC. Shakes!
I was like, shakes!
I need fluids!
Are you kidding me, dude?
I pounded fluids. It wasn't helping.
How do you do that?
I have no idea. Dying!
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I can look at you right now.
Wait, what did I do wrong?
What do you mean, what did you do, Brittany?
Yeah,
you're Am I insane here?
No, not at all.
If you're in a hockey game, vibes are important. And everybody knows, lead, things going good, stick where I'm at.
I do that with any sport. I don't know. I'm not really sure what was going on there, Leroy. You passed out in that hot tub. Turn off the heat. Can't you turn off the heat in a hot tub?
I'm not saying, but he doesn't.
RBA Richie said, my shirt walks to the corner on its own. I haven't washed it.
Dude, you had 20 minutes to regroup, reset.
Stephen A. Leroy, better be a raisin tomorrow. What are you guys doing?
Dude, I can't believe you just admitted that.
Yeah, I don't know why you
I don't know why you would say that. What do you mean with the lead you left?
I was... Hold on. In defense of myself, I've left in between periods to go take a shower so I could be ready for the third period.
Shower? You hit the showers after the game. Once we're up 1-0.
You washed off the
juju. But it went into overtime.
She said it. You washed off the juju.
You washed off the juju.
You wiped yourself of mojo.
I washed off the dehydration. I was locking up.
So you left the hot tub to go take a hot shower?
No, I didn't take a hot shower.
So you just raw dogged it into your PJs?
No.
You just dried off?
I took a shower.
Okay, so it wasn't hot. So you took a cold shower.
Yeah, because cool I was trying to cool my body off.
Okay, cool. Then get your ass back in the hot tub once the third period starts.
Dude, I was in critical zone.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
You know who else is in the critical zone?
Who?
The cats.
No, I...
No more hot tubs. No more watching the games from the hot
tub. C-Dub said shower during game 7.
No, I mean, do what you want next game. Just like, if it would have been tied, okay, fine. Lead?
Washed off everything except your hypnotic chin. Thanks, Smeathan.
I don't even understand this. So let me just want to be clear here. Paul Maurice has never lost a game leading after 2 in the playoffs with the Cats.
Mm.
And then Leroy decides... Now is a good time to get out of the hot tub.
No, my body said we gotta go.
No, not acceptable.
Dude, I was pounding so much Gator Light. I had all the...
I wish I didn't
suck.
That was our road to repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Why is there right mad at me?
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out like Leroy. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. For the third period, Leroy!
Wow, Smeathan said, now I'm glad that kicker missed.
Game days are fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
You want this one? I already had had one today.
I'm good.
I just did that for radio, but it's really good. It's my favorite flavor.
Strawberry watermelon?
Yeah.
I mean, not strawberry watermelon.
Watermelon lemonade.
Yeah. Which sounds like an odd pairing.
You want to try it? A little taste. It's pretty
good. Is it cold?
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
This isn't cold.
It's cool. I said it was cool.
You got the...
Yeah. All right, well, Thomas Nosek, you're off the hook, dude.
Why?
You know why. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.